A silent social revolution is taking place in offices, bedrooms, and on the streets across Britain. Our obsession with all things Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube means we're now constantly sharing our intimate details with our supposed friends. But who else might be monitoring what we're up to? It takes only an instant to upload, go viral, and ultimately out of control. You're about to see what happens when innocent posts backfire and turn the lives of users upside down. Whether status updates or tweets, it's easy to share online. Take two friends who became internationally famous after a trip to Hollywood, but for all the wrong reasons. Lee and Emily embarked on their long journey to LA, touching down at LAX Airport. They were met by security. Lee and Emily has unwittingly become the centre of a terrorist scare. Lee and Emily appealed to the common sense of the airport security staff, but it was too late. The matter had gone above their heads. The two friends were then transferred to a detainment centre to await further interrogation. In separate public cells, they spent a terrifying few hours surrounded by LA criminals. So after their terrifying prison ordeal, they were booted out of the country and lost the whole £2,000 they spent on their holiday. Nowadays, we can get closer than ever to celebrities. We can tweet them, Facebook message them, and if you're computer savvy enough, even mess with their love lives. But playing a joke on a celebrity can have some arresting results. The most public FRAPE case yet. It's January 2011, and 21-year-old Gareth Crosskey of Lancing, West Sussex, has landed himself in jail for 12 months after hacking a celebrity's Facebook page. Bieber fever is what they call it, and any girl of Justin's is going to come under scrutiny by millions of adoring fans. Bieber fans didn't take it too well when they saw Selena Gomez's Facebook status, Justin Bieber sucks. While she was receiving death threats, Gareth Crosskey was bragging to the international hacking community about his skills. But how did the teenage McDonald's employee manage to gain access to a celebrity's personal and private Facebook account? Posing as Gomez's stepfather, manager, and Facebook administrator Brian Teefy, Gareth Crosskey contacted Facebook's admin and convinced them to alter the login information at his request. The judge handed down a 12-month prison sentence to Gareth.